50 years ago, a new kids show with an infectious theme song premiered on public television. Produced by WGBH, Zoom featured a diverse cast of seven charismatic preteens. There was a lot of experimentation going on in children's TV in the late 1960s, early 70s, Sesame Street, The Electric Company. The idea behind Zoom was to help kids with interpersonal relationships. But as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, Zoom is probably best known for making a zip code famous.
Today, reality TV is everywhere, but in the early 1970s, kids were mostly watching shows like The Brady Bunch and The Partridge Family.
And they were all false. None of them was real life.
TV producer Christopher Sarson created Zoom. The idea was to assemble a cast of everyday kids who had some performance experience and let them be themselves.
My name's Ann.
Nancy Walker was one of the original Zoomers, as cast members were called.
Zoom was this wonderful idea that turned into a monster. Not a bad monster, but blew up.
That explosion had a lot to do with the song that ended episodes.
Say you wake up in the middle of the night. You got an idea that's out of sight. So you jump out of bed, look around your room. You're gonna write it all down and send it to Zoom.
The Zoomers asked viewers to send them letters, original artwork, or skits. Then they sang the address.
350 Boston, that's 02134.
That zip code was inundated. By 1976, they'd received nearly 2 million letters. Sarson says they responded to all of them.
We introduced a new word, which was SAISY, which was a self-addressed stamped envelope. Because we couldn't afford the postage, it became bigger than the production.
Some of those letters are now part of a 50th anniversary exhibit created by historian Leslie Paris for the American Archive of Public Broadcasting.
Zoom encouraged children to be creative, to think that their ideas had value.
Some of those creative ideas made it into the show. Zoom won 3 Emmys and got a reboot in 1999. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.